I'm sure they could spend the money somewhere else except on this busway. I said in the very beginning, 89 million, not on your Nelly. It's going to be 135, 140 million before it's finished. To me and to hundreds of people in Dunstable and the area, it's a waste of money.
Now, this busway is going to run behind your home. Well, how has not it affected you?
Yes, it does run behind the home, but I'm not as near as some of them. Now, when the buses go by, take it in the evening, late afternoon in the evening. You're going to get flashing lights and things go by, and people in their kitchen, in their bathroom, in their bedroom, going to, what's that? Flashing by. And right from the beginning, I'm sure people at Dunstable have said, what a waste of money. It certainly is. A lot of people don't want it. Who's going to walk or take their car from Jeansway right up into Houghton Regis or Retail Park, where the bus terminal is, to get on the bus to go to Luton or the airport? No, they're going to get in their own car and go straight to Luton.
But isn't that the point, though? Isn't it going to help traffic by having less cars?
No, I don't think it will. I don't think it will.
89 million, it was said to be in the beginning. How much would you have liked to have seen spent on it?
Nothing. Not, I wouldn't like to see it go ahead. I didn't want it. Well, it's not that I didn't want it. A lot of people say, well, what benefit? Is it going to benefit anybody? Are they getting any use out of it? I don't think so. Not on your Nelly.
Derek, we're in your conservatory and looking over your garden, and just behind the fence is where the new busway is going to go. How do you feel about having it so close?
Well, I don't really like it. I didn't want it in the first place. And as regards consultation with people, I believe that the majority of people didn't want the busway.
And what are your thoughts on the overspend?
Well, it's like any big project that's funded by a government or any government, it's going to go over budget. It will start off with a figure, then because of delays through the wrong type of rain and etc., then it's going to go over budget. It's just human nature.
And when the buses are going past, because it's so close, you'll be able to see the buses go behind your home and your garden. How much of an effect has it actually had on your home?
I believe that because of the noise factor, and I'll be able to wave to people as they go past, and it will take the value of the property down. I think it's done me no favours whatsoever.
A lot of people may say, but what about the traffic? Isn't this going to improve it? Isn't this a good thing for Dunstable?
No, the best thing they can do for traffic is to take all those stupid traffic lights away. The buses are quite adequate as they are now. If you want to go into Luton, if you want to take the gamble of going to Luton, I don't because I think I'm allergic to it, then that's fine. But to have a multi-million pound busway to serve no purpose, to me, is just another stupid idea.
How much do you think that they should have spent on this busway?
Well, they shouldn't have spent anything on the busway. They should have left it as it was and used the money to pay off the deficit of the country.